Alien.
Hey, friends.
Let's get ready for worship. Stand up and sing with us.
God loves us so much. He sent us his son. I want to celebrate because it's Christmas Day. So I'm gonna sing, sing, sing and shout, shout, shout. So excited, I just cannot deny. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing and dance all around. I know Jesus is what Christmas is about. Oh, I know Jesus is what Christmas is about.
Joy is everywhere when Christmas time is near. But more than toys and gifts,
was great. But now it's time for the part of the big God story. And so we want you guys to be ready for that. So we're going to do our pay attention glasses. Ooh. Ooh, look at the lights.
I know, right?
Ooh, nice. Our listening ears, click them in.
Wow.
Mine were super powered.
All right.
So, and then we have to get our mouths ready to go. So we're going to zip, lock, and button.
Good job.
All right, let's pray and ask God to be with us. God, it's awesome that you're here with us. It's awesome that we can come to you anytime. It's awesome that you love us. So God, thanks for today. Help us to be good listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Awesome. I am so excited about this story.
Wow, and today we get to start back a really, 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 really long time ago.
Wow.
We're going to start back at the beginning. Go ahead. Why don't you get us started?
Really long time.
It is a really long time ago.
All right, here we go. God made the world. He made everything in it. He made the earth, the sea, the land, the trees, the sun, the moon, and the stars in the sky. He also made people.
People, yeah.
Yep. God loved his people so very much. When they chose to disobey his words, guys, that changed everything.
It wasn't a good choice, mm-mm, not at all.
No.
And people weren't able to have the friendship with God the way they had to. Mm-mm. Life became hard. Mm-hmm. But that's not the end of the story, friends.
Nope.
God had a plan. He promised that he would send someone to save the people that he made. How cool is that? He would send a savior to his people. A savior would make a way for the people, you and me, mm-hmm, to be right with God now and forever, forever, forever.
I love that.
That's cool.
The people God made began to wait for the promised savior. God was with his people. While they waited the whole time, Pastor Chris, God was with his people.
And they had to wait a really long time.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. He sent them prophets, mm-hmm, to remind them to trust and obey his words. When the people were hungry, God provided food.
Ooh, I remember we talked about that.
We did.
And yes, when the people prayed to God for help, he heard them and he answered their prayers. He even gave them a beautiful land for their home.
Yes, he did.
And God was with his people. He didn't leave them for one minute,
nope,
even while they were waiting.
Nope. God loved the people that he had made. He was always, always thinking about the promise that he had made to send a savior. So God reminded the people many times of his promise. The people continued to wait. Mm-hmm. And wait.
And wait.
And wait.
And wait. Mm-hmm. But after many years, it was time. Ta-da! So God sent an angel,
yes,
to a young woman named Mary and her soon-to-be husband named Joseph. And the angel told them that Mary was going to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That the Holy Spirit of God was going to give them a baby and they were to name him Jesus. Yeah.
I love that. Then something amazing happened, you guys. The almighty and powerful God, show me those muscles. Good job. The one who made the entire world and everything in it decided to come to earth.
Wow.
I know, right? And become like one of us.
Wow.
I know. So God the Father sent his son to be born as a baby. Mary carried this baby inside her for many months. Mm-hmm.
When she was ready to have the baby, Mary traveled with Joseph to their hometown, Bethlehem, because the most important leader in the land had made a law. He wanted to see how many people had lived in his land.
Oh, that's
and
that
so
whole counting.
He told them to go to their homes, mm-hmm, to be counted.
Mm-hmm.
While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have the baby. Joseph had to look for them to place to spend the night.
Yep.
But there were so many people in town, there wasn't a space for them to sleep. There were no beds.
Nope.
Except for there was one place. There was room for them in a stable.
Yeah.
Which is where the animals live. And Joseph made their way to the stable, and finally, Mary had the baby. Wah, wah, wah,
there he is.
Wah, wah, wah. So, God's son, she wrapped baby Jesus in a cloth, snugly, so cozy, and laid him in the feeding trough or the manger where the animals would eat.
Wow.
That's...
And there were shepherds in a nearby field that night, Pastor Chris, watching over their flock. And all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them. They were terrified. I know, right?
Don't be afraid, the angel said. Look, I proclaim good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a feeding trough.
He's here! The promise of God has come! Jesus is the promised Savior. God came to earth as a baby, and his name is Jesus. Jesus is the promise.
He is. Suddenly, while the shepherds were standing there, more angels joined the first one. It was like a herd of angels. It was crazy, lots and lots. And the angels began singing and praising God. Glory to God in the highest heavens and peace on earth to the people he favors.
Awesome. I love that. After the angels left and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, they said, let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord told us. They hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the feeding trough. After seeing them, the shepherds left and told everyone that they could find. I mean, can you imagine having this awesome news? They told everyone that they could find.
Hang on. Let's have them help us out.
Let's
pretend you're a shepherd and say, the Savior is here, all right?
Good idea.
So let's say it.
The Savior is here.
The Savior is here. They told everyone, the Savior is here.
That is awesome. You know what?
Yeah.
I would have loved to do that myself.
That is cool. But we can. We can tell other people about Jesus too.
Every day,
yeah. Oh, let's get back to our story.
Okay, back to the story now. God used more than the angel to announce Jesus' birth. He also used the stars in the sky, which is cool. You see, God also announced the birth of Jesus by placing a star in the sky. And it wasn't just a star, Pastor Chris. This star moved.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Were some men called wise men. Wise men, right?
They were good
Who
thinkers.
Lived in a land far from Bethlehem. And when they saw the star in the sky, they knew there was something very, very special about it. Remember, I said this wasn't your ordinary star. The wise men believed that this star was announcing the birth of a very special king. And they were right. So they packed their bags. Pack your bags. And they traveled for many, many miles, guided by this special star.
So finally, the wise men arrived at the place where Jesus lived. When they saw this, they were full of joy. And they saw Mary and Jesus, and they fell and worshiped Jesus. And they gave him gifts. These are fun gifts. You probably won't get these for Christmas, but they're cool gifts.
I would love to get some of them.
Gold. Frankincense and myrrh were the gifts that the wise men gave Jesus.
Wow. And these were very special gifts.
Special, special. God made a promise in the very beginning that he would send a Savior to bring back the relationship with God and his people. And when the time was right, he did that. God came to earth as a baby. Jesus is the promise. Jesus is the Savior. He came to earth to make a way for you and me, friends, to be with God now and forever and ever. When we choose to trust and obey Jesus, we get to follow him our entire life, and we get to be with him forever and ever. And so Jesus is the way that we get to play a special part in God's story. our part in the big God's story. So friends, you can ask Jesus to be a part of your life today, and you can follow him now and forever. That's pretty cool. We're going to celebrate God and his one and only son.
I love to celebrate.
It is cool.
When we choose to trust and obey Jesus, we get to follow him our entire life, forever and ever. Jesus is the way, and we play a special part in the big God story.
So friends, after we spend time in the big God story, we always take time to hear from God. Then we respond to God and all that he's teaching us. Sometimes after we hear the big God story, we sit quietly and pray. We've even sat and listened for God's voice. But today, we're going to celebrate the great news that Jesus is here. When the music starts, if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to dance, we're going to sing a song and celebrate Jesus' birthday. So let's do it. This is great news to celebrate.
Woo!
Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Sent his son, he's the savior of the world, and now we can call him friend. God sent his son, he's the savior of the world, and now we can call him friend. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior. Son, he's the savior of the world, and now we can call him friend. God sent his son, he's the savior of the world, and now we can call him friend. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior.
I love celebrating and praising God. Yes. So for many, many years, God promised to redeem or save his people. He promised to make the way for us to be with him forever and ever. His promise came true in the love of Jesus Christ.
That's great.
God's promise is real for us today, guys. He's given us hope for our future, that he will be with us now and forever.
That's super cool.
I know.
So let's do our blessing. Friends, would you hold out your hands to receive the blessing? So friends, may you always remember that Jesus is the promise, that he is the Savior, that he made a way for you to be with him now and forever and ever.